The anthrax spores that were sent through the mail this fall belong to what is called the Ames strain, but the strain turns out not to have come from Ames, Iowa. Researchers have traced it back to a cow that died in Texas. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that the mix-up goes back to confusion over a return mailing address.
Iowa has received a lot of unwanted attention since this whole thing started. There was concern the anthrax spores used in the letters might have been stolen from a lab there. And at one point, Iowa's governor sent out the National Guard to make sure anthrax samples were secure. But oddly, no one seemed to know exactly where the Ames strain came from or when it was taken from the wild. Ames gets mentioned in Army research papers from the 1980s, but another paper suggested Ames might date back to 1932. A few weeks ago, a phone rang far from Iowa in College Station, Texas, at Texas A&M University. Conrad Eugster is director of the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab there.
We got the call from the federal government, the USDA, the National Veterinary Service Lab in Ames, Iowa, asking for a record on a 1981 case where we isolated anthrax.
Eugster's colleague went back to records they had on microfiche, and yes, there was a case marked C255414. Do you have the case there?
Just a moment. Let me make sure. Can you hold a second?
The file described a cow, 14 months old, 700 pounds.
This heifer was in excellent flesh and was found in the morning unable to rise. By noon, she was dead.
This Texas cow in 1981 would turn out to be the origin of the laboratory Ames strain. Around that time, the Army's biodefense lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland, had been asking around for samples of anthrax bacteria. So Texas A&M packed this one up, double-bagged it, and shipped it off on ice in a styrofoam box. Eugster says they either sent it directly to Fort Detrick or to the USDA in Ames, which sent it along. Either way, when it arrived at Fort Detrick, the return address read Ames. From that point on, it was known as the Ames strain, even though it came from Texas.
That's cute and interesting and you know, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to help the investigation very much.
Teresa Kohler is an anthrax researcher at the University of Texas Medical School at Houston.
Because Ames is used by investigators all over the world, does it matter if originally the strain came from Texas or came from Iowa? I don't think so.
But knowing where the laboratory Ames strain originally came from does limit things somewhat. Fort Detrick did pass Ames on to a number of labs, but Conrad Eugster at Texas A&M says he has no record of his samples being sent to anyone else. And he says his lab destroyed what was left. Martin Hugh Jones is an anthrax researcher at Louisiana State University.
I think the most important point is that we didn't have Ames in this country in anybody's collection prior to 1980. I think that's very, very clear. And I think that limits the list of possible suspects quite considerably.
Except for this nagging possibility. Is the Ames strain still in the ground in Texas? Could the culprit have simply gotten it from a dead animal instead of a lab? The answer appears to be yes. Hugh Jones has this story from July of 1997, 16 years after the Ames strain turned up in the cow. It takes place on a Texas goat farm outside Dallas.
This goat rancher had found a number of his goats dying, and he'd called up his vet, and his vet came out, and he asked the rancher, "Do you have any more that, you know, any other cases?" And the rancher said, "Yeah, I've got this young kid in the freezer, planning to barbecue him this weekend." And so they pulled this carcass out of the freezer, and it turned out that it had actually had anthrax when it died or was killed.
The anthrax was of the Ames strain. Hugh Jones suspects it is still there in the Texas soil.
The thing that I find intriguing is that it's persisting so well. A lot of these industrial strains that we saw occurred, they blossomed, and we haven't seen them since.
Martin Hugh Jones also has an answer to the mystery of why one paper listed the Ames strain as dating back to 1932. He was an author on that paper. When his team got the Ames sample, it was labeled 1032, which turns out to have meant sample number 10 out of 32, but they interpreted it as October 1932. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.